I will now call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting back to order. Next case.
Case number 12799, Gary M. Nolte seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Sections 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Maple Lane within the Kenwick subdivision. The 911 address is 38279 Maple Lane in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, map 20.09, parcel 37. The applicant is seeking a 3.8-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing deck. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you both in.
Thank you.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Gary Nolte, 38279 Maple Lane, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Thank you.
Freddie Botta, Moonlight Architecture, 29003 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Lewis, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you today? I'm here on behalf of Mr. Nolte. We did the design for Mr. Nolte's house back in 2020, and we're here because, as you mentioned earlier, the contractor has left us on the short end of the stick. So we had hired a contractor. Mr. Nolte had hired a contractor to build his house. And it started off bad and just sort of went downhill from there. But we had given him some plans to build a house. We located the house on the original site plans that we had submitted to the contractors. We also, to help expedite the construction of the property, had applied for the building permit, so the contractor didn't need to go down and apply for anything. When the contractor staked out the house, he had shifted the house over about 2 feet and centering the house in the middle of the property, whereas we had it offset to accommodate this deck that Mr. Nolte needs to get into the house. With respect to the uniqueness of the property, the property, what's going on is this is a situation that we actually were not even made aware of until the day that Mr. Nolte was coming for his certificate of occupancy. And we received a survey that showed that the side yard deck had encroached into the deck. It's also our understanding that we heard, and I don't recall how you said you may have received it, but apparently in the process of construction, the contractor, Cambria Construction, was made aware that this deck was in a setback, but never informed us at all that the house was in the setback, or the deck was in the setback. So, long story short, as we said, we're here trying to, remedy the situation, hopefully with your help, and keep the deck for Mr. Nolte. The deck is of the size that it is because it's a side entry to the house. It's the main entry to the house. And it's big enough so that you can come up the stairs, make the turn if you're loading anything, and then get things into the house and up the stairway into the main part of the house. That's another reason for the uniqueness of the particular property. We don't actually enter the house from the very, very front of it. We enter it from the side of the house. With regard to cannot otherwise develop the property, as we say, it's sort of a little unrealistic to be able to pick the house up and move it. So we're left kind of trying to work with what we have. As I said, the size of the deck is to help accommodate loading the house as well as entering the house. So that's why we really kind of need this area that we have. With regard to item number three, not creating the problem, the applicant did not create the problem. As I forementioned earlier, that this was created by the contractor, and we were not made aware until the very end. With regard to altering the essential character of the neighborhood, the house was designed to keep in character with everything that was there in the neighborhood, as well as the deck. So it's coastal look, so it's not something that's completely different and out of the ordinary. Without the survey, you probably would not notice that the stairs were in the setback. So we're not, altering anything of the character that would depreciate anybody else's value. And then with regard to the minimum variance for the property, we are only requesting just that small projection, which is about 1 foot and 2 inches into the setback. That's all we're requesting for the setback to be adjusted for that reason. I would also like to say, and I know that this doesn't affect you, but Mr. Nolte is going through legal action through a number of items that happened with the house, and he let the contractor Cambria Construction go prior to the end of construction. And so these are the issues, like I said, that have come up, and we're having to deal with all along for the project. So, go ahead.
To address the house itself, the stairway is to the right of the home, and not all of my neighbors on the same side of the street, everyone has a right stairway up to their home. My neighbor to the right comes to the house, their home, once a year. Since I've been there, I've seen him one time. I was under the impression, as far as bringing letters in, that they weren't necessary if you were for it, because I had five neighbors said that, well, we will give you a letter, it doesn't bother us. And I didn't bring any because that was my impression. That's what I was told. I don't recall by whom. But I did poll my neighbors to see if anyone had a problem. No one had a problem with it that I am aware of. And I'm sorry, also, in order for me to get couches, bedroom sets, etc., and I have to use that to turn it to get into the house. Because as you enter through the garage, it's a staircase that goes up, you hang a right on a landing, it goes up, you hang a left on a landing, you know what I mean? So it's almost a jigsaw puzzle to get through the house. Walking, you can't get furniture that way, only through that door.
Because the way the plan is in the house, the lower level of the garage has walls that block it from getting in there and turning it. Once you get up above that initial entry level, it tends to be open, so that's where you can pull stuff up over the stairs and stuff like that. So.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So you have talked to your neighbors?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I actually have a letter in the car from one of my neighbors. Again,
Right. That's fine.
This gentleman called, and he was told by someone that we don't care who likes it. We only care who doesn't like it. That's what he said to me. Because otherwise, I would have had five letters for you.
Right.
So that's my mistake. On me.
There's been no complaints on it, or there has been?
No, none.
None?
No,
okay.
No. It's a great neighborhood.
When was it discovered? For the CO?
Yes. Which
CO
I don't have.
So that's somewhere do you have a temporary CO?
Or? Yes, sir.
Yes.
You do. So you are in the house then?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
When we received the original final placement survey, you know, that of course the county would like to see for the C of O, that's when we were made aware that the side yard deck actually encroaches into the setback.
And I think it was Amy informed me that Cambria had been notified that there was a problem with the setback, and he just kept going. He didn't slow down a lick. And
he is correct. Based on the notes from the inspector, it appears that they were told at footer that there would be some slight encroachment, and it was never remedied.
That's news to me. I don't even know if it was at the footers.
Right.
Yeah, well and septic there, or?
No, sir.
It's all central water and sewer?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Homeowner Association?
If you choose, yes. I chose. It's cheaper on the trash, et cetera. And the vice president of the association has no issue.
Okay.
She's my neighbor four houses down across the street.
How big is the deck?
It's 6x7. It's 7 lengthwise and 6 feet wide.
Okay. And so are you going to be able to use that deck for anything other than getting in and out of the house?
No. Okay. Furniture. I mean, it's all about getting the furniture in and out of the house. You get a...
But it's not like you can sit out there with chairs and enjoy the day.
No, sir.
Oh, no.
No, no. No, it's exclusively to move furniture in and out. There's just no other way to do that. You have the couch won't make the turn to go in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels more, I know it's a deck, but it feels more like a stoop like you would on your like any other steps?
How many feet in the air?
It's like four or five feet in the air, just about chest high. Yeah, and it's not significant. There's a very large block or brick house to the right of it. You'd be looking at this big brick wall.
Yeah, there's nothing to see off this entry except the house next door. I'm not blocking any views and nothing.
And there's no covered roof or anything over it. It's just open.
That's a big landing. Could it be brought into compliance?
I'm sure that it could, but I would never be able to get furniture in and out of the house.
If we took, for what it takes to bring it into compliance, it'll bring the deck down to like 4 feet wide, so it makes it harder to navigate, like I said, getting up and turning up the stairs.
I'm assuming the footers themselves are not in compliance. You'd have to actually go down to the footers, put new footers in.
Exactly.
You basically have to rebuild the whole thing.
Yes. Exactly. We'd have to tear it all off and rebuild it. And at this point, like I said, the contractor has left the scene, so that, of course, is all going to be on Mr. Nolting from a cost perspective. So.
Mr. Shaw?
Well, I understand you correct that the house was supposed to be 8 feet from the side yard setback on the north side?
Yes, sir.
And the contractor unilaterally had it placed center on the lot?
Yes, sir.
Without the applicant's approval?
Yes, sir.
I see the rear of this property is adjacent to a lagoon. Do you have any flooding back there?
No, sir. According to my neighbor who's been there 50 years, he's 92 years old, it's never flooded.
I see you have an angled rear lot line. Is that unusual for the neighborhood?
No, sir. It's in line with everything. It's on a...
I guess my question is, I see you have an angle
yes,
to
sir.
It. And looking at that, doesn't appear that your neighbors to the north and south have a similar angle. Is your property
to the right of the home? Her house was built.
No, I'm not talking about the house. I'm talking about the shape of your lot.
The yes. property
is
to the right
of it
has a slight bit of that angle because that angle is part of that curve that you see coming down the
canal.
It looks
like it follows the
wall of the wall of the canal.
Yeah.
Most of them we see just go square out in the canal and you got like 20 feet of water.
Exactly.
Right. Right. It's a great lot. I have no issues.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you, gentlemen. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, it does, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12799 for Mr. Gary Nolting?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12799 for Mr. Gary Nolting and entertain a motion. I would, if we could send a letter to this contractor, whether we pass or deny this, approve or deny it, I think that would be a good thing.
I'm assuming we have an address for him.
I'm sure we can find it.
We can supply that.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12799 for Mr. Gary M. Nolting for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the central narrative. Character of the neighborhood and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. And along with that motion, like I said, a letter to the contractor to state the issue.
Second. Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote of 5-0, your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Should I supply Ms. Norwood with the address?
Yeah, you can send it to me.
Thank you.